The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Friday, a little after 10, time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. He's our Marine Services instructor with Georgetown Technical College. And his guest is here again with us, Bill Kidwell, Service Manager at Key Marine. And Key Marine is the sponsor of Boat Smart.
That's
good morning.
Right. Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Call or text 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Sometimes that happens.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I tell you. And I listen to professionals all the time. They mess up all the time,
of
too.
Of course
so,
we do,
you
yes.
Know. Oh,
yep.
Well, it is what it is. Boat
it's
Smart
Friday.
Is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. Check out their website for engines they have in stock. They have Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki product out there, so they can help you out on that. They are the best repower center in Pensacola, as far as I'm concerned. They keep all these items in stock out there to help you out. And, you know, if you got a bad motor, they can put a good one on there for you.
Well,
and
remember, now's the time.
Now's the time. And they have that Cox diesel demo out there also, so check that out, because diesel might be your choice as well. And maybe we can get Bill to talk a little bit about that also. So we've been busy over at Georgetown Technical College this week.
Yeah, sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I started three new students, two full-time, one part-time.
Wow.
Always challenging with the part-time students, but we make it happen. You know, it's just difficult, but we work through it. I always recommend full-time, because part-time is very difficult, because we could do a lot of hands-on and projects and stuff like that. But we started two full-time, one part-time student this week. So it's always fun getting them acclimated to everything that we're doing, and trying to make them understand how things work out at the school, you know, with my classroom. And
right.
Yeah, so we're making it happen. Probably about 2 weeks or so, they'll feel more comfortable in the classroom. But we're having a great time out there.
How many do you have total now?
So, gosh, I'm running over 20 right now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it?
We have several that's going to be moving on, that's going to be completing, going to work, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, and we're going into summer school.
Oh,
we're
going
to have
right.
around 12 or 13 to go to summer school, so that's going to help us out as well. So I want to give out a couple shout-outs. Congratulations to Dave and Brandon earning their Yamaha inline certification. So congratulations
Yay,
to them.
Yay, congratulations.
Yep. And also a shout-out to Emery. Emery was on our show a few month
that's
or so
right.
back.
Yes,
yep.
He did great,
Student of the Month for March.
Wow.
Yeah, so he got a nice cup by Blink Fest Creations. He got a nice $100 or more worth of tools that somebody donates to us.
Wow,
and he got a nice certificate and the applause of the class. So they were
That's
really
awesome.
Happy about that.
Yeah, congratulations,
yeah,
Emery.
You know, he really appreciated the fact that he did that, and I think he was surprised. I just don't think he should have been surprised, but he was surprised.
Cool. So, well, you love that, because that means there's a little humility going on there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's great. You know, the students get to vote. Or, you know, for the student of the month, I don't do it.
Oh,
I
the just students do, vote. Wow.
The students
That's
do.
Even better.
Yeah. And
I mean,
I'm
no,
just,
you know, not that.
Well, I'm the tiebreaker. If there's a tie, I'd make a tiebreaker. But, yeah, so we did good. And, you know, it's fun over there. We were laughing and just having a great time. So it was good. So, yeah. So always busy, always doing things, just having a great time at Georgetown Tech in the Marine Service Technology class. So we're going to get to Bill, because Bill wants to talk about some stuff that he couldn't get to last week. This show goes quick, doesn't it, Bill?
It sure does.
It sure
he
does.
He was surprised.
So, yeah. So we're going to talk about a few things and kind of look at Key Marine itself and that kind of stuff. And I guess the first thing we want to know is, how did Key Marine get started? And you can take it from there.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm just absolutely thrilled to be here. And the weather is stunning, and it's time to go boating.
Yes, it is.
Now, how it actually got started was actually through George Stone, the Marine Service Technology course. Mickey Perriman is the owner of Key Marine, and he actually took the course. I believe it was 1987.
Really?
And he co-opted out in 1988. And he actually went on to become, went to one of the larger dealerships in town to begin with, and went on to become one of the youngest OMC master techs in the state of Florida, if not the youngest. We're not 100% sure, but very gifted. And so he did that, and then he went on to another dealership, probably the largest dealership in Pensacola at the time, and became the service manager there. And for one reason or another, he did quite a bit of time, but he had a vision of providing the OEM service on in the Perdido Key area, and definitely needed an OEM shop over on that side of town and all. So he made the decision to venture out and form Key Marine, and the rest is history from there.
Well, you know, I remember that time because Mickey actually, and I told this story on the air before. He had actually called me one day. I had my business running. I've been in business for several years.
Okay.
And I was servicing the key, that area where he's at now, and Pensacola Beach and all around. Mm-hmm. And he called me up one day and said, hey, let's have lunch, and I want to talk to you. And him and I actually sat down at lunch one day, and we talked about him starting a business and what his plans were and stuff.
Wow.
And it was pretty neat.
When was that? What year was that?
That was a long time ago. Whatever year they started, it was right before that. And, you know, we were just talking about it. And one of the things was we were discussing my territory, his territory, and that kind of stuff, too. So we were friends, right? Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to butt heads, you know. And so we discussed it and talked about the advantages of having a business and the disadvantages and all that. And so he had some input from me as well. And so,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
So, yeah, it started back then. And I was not at George Stone when he was there. I was not there yet, so I did not have nothing to do with that part of it.
Oh, he definitely was an instructor yet.
Yeah, right.
I remember Stefan as well being out in the field and repairing a lot of boats in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said last week, we've been in it a pretty good time. Long time.
Long time.
A pause
there.
We don't
want to give that up. So how has Key Marine expanded through the years? Tell us a little bit about that, because once you started, it was a little bitty building out there, and now you kind of expanded a little bit.
Right. Well, actually, it all began with Mickey, and I believe he had his brother working with him, and they were working out of a van, but they also had a shop at Holiday Harbor Marina with the Mercury dealership, and that's where it all kind of got started there. And then he bought the building that we're in now on Bower Road to handle the traffic that came in by trailer, you know. Before that, all the boats were mainly there at the marina, and that would come there by water. But so once we got that place there, we were in the small building exclusively for several years. And he started adding employees and all. And then I came on board, 13 years ago. And we acquired the larger building beside us, and then we started acquiring the other dealerships as well, like Yamaha, Suzuki, and the last one with Cox. And so, you know, we grew as far as the number of technicians and all of that. And then his son, Dustin Perriman, probably about 8 years ago when he got out of high school, he came on board. Actually, before he got out of high school, he was coming up there and learning the ropes and all. And so he basically took over as general manager, and probably about the same time I became the service manager. And then as time went by, Mickey had to come in less and less, and for one reason or another. And so as it is right now, like I said last week, we have 5 technicians full-time year-round and all those dealerships. And we're actually a dealer for other items, too, I'll discuss in a few minutes. But, yeah, and then the parts department grew and grew and et cetera. So now we much larger. And actually, we tried to incorporate a few things like an upholstery shop and fiberglass shop into there. And for one reason or another, it's kind of hard to get all of those going at one time and it all being productive. So anyways, that's where we are right now over there. You know, handling all the needs on that side of town. And we actually have a lot of people that come from the Milton area. Actually have 2 customers that live in Montgomery that trailer their boats all the way down here just to see us. so they can, you know, so they can go ahead and they trust us.
We got a text?
Well, no, I just wanted to interject real quick that this is Pep Talk. You're listening. This might be an unfamiliar voice for someone that's just tuning in, because Stefan Schmidt is here with us this morning. He's the Marine Services Instructor, of course, at Georgetown Technical College and the host of Boat Smart. But we're listening to Bill Kidwell, who is the service manager, and getting some history on Key Marine and what it's all about. So if you do have questions, text or call in at 850-437-1620.
So tell us a little bit about the parts department, because that's a big part of the business, even though it's a smaller area of the business, it is a big part of the business.
Right, and we do have a fully functional parts department with our parts guy. His name is Aaron, and he's actually got about 18 years in the industry, and he's handling that. And Dustin, at the same time, it kind of overlaps, you know, what's going on there. We also provide parts for other companies in town that may not have the dealerships and all. A lot of them do that and come to us for the parts and whatnot. And then as far as administration goes, Dustin was pretty much a prodigy when he first came on board, with his ability to learn the ropes of the trade, dealing with all the manufacturers, warranty, all of that, ordering motors and all of that. So he pretty much oversees all of that. And then his mother, Mickey's wife, Tracy, she's the one that handles paying all the bills and stuff. And so all of that combined, it makes a pretty good team.
Right. And, you know, I think the parts department can make or break a dealership a lot of times, because that is a area where you have to be on the ball. You have to know what you have in stock. You have to understand how to order and where to get it from. And nowadays, ordering parts sometimes can be a challenge. A lot of things are back ordered and they come from different areas and stuff. They do a great job with the parts department out at Key Marine, for sure.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we had to overcome during the supply chain issues, was that. And Aaron and Dustin both are super skilled and professional at finding stuff no matter what. Pretty much, if it's out there, they're going to find it.
Yeah. And that's the, you know, when I talk about different parts places around town, there's only a handful of excellent parts managers, and Key Marine has one of the very best out there for sure.
Okay.
So this is a call-in show. Call or text 850-437-1620. We'd love to have a question or comment. Maybe you have a question for Bill. It can be a boat question or a problem for something like that. We'll let Bill handle that today, because he's the expert today, and we'll let him handle
panel.
That for you. 850-437-1620 is the number. So give us a call, text, or just give us a comment. We're more than happy to do that today and take your call. So what about improvements that Key Marine has made over the years? I know that you guys kind of expanding. Is there future expansions going on? What are the improvements that you have done, or what are you looking forward to now?
Well, over the winter time, we did quite a bit of improvement to both of the buildings on Bower Road. Well, we had them repainted and a bunch of metal work done, and so now they look a lot better. And as far as the yards around there, we brought in a bunch of gravel and stuff and have done that. And then we spent all winter long, well, fixing boats too. We never stop doing that. But whenever they've got some idle time, just taking care of all the equipment in the shop, you know, parts washers, bead blasters and stuff like that, and making sure everything is completely ready for the season, which looks like it's upon us.
Yeah, you know, I think that's important that you talk about doing that kind of stuff, because I teach that stuff in my class, taking care of the shop. We got a text?
We do. The text is, if I'm buying a boat, can Key Marine do a pre-purchase inspection?
Absolutely. We definitely do that, and we make sure that we, you know, work you in quickly, because we do understand that all the sales are pending on that, and that is very smart to have a pre-buy inspection done. Not only do you have a factory-trained professional technician looking at it, and also we can spot things that may need to be done that, you know, you won't have to necessarily pay for afterwards, because it may give you some bargaining power, you know, with the deal.
Yeah, so when you get ready to do that, if you can get some information from the owner of the boat as well, try to get some files from them, maybe find out if they've had maintenance done and stuff, and then provide that along with the boat and any you know, information you can get to you guys. That will help as well, won't it?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, we're focused on stuff like not only yearly maintenance stuff, but the things that people don't necessarily, you know that's needed on a on a different time basis than yearly. For instance, timing belts and the anodes inside the motor and stuff like that. So if they do have the records, that gives us a chance to review those as well.
Yeah, and get a good download. If they're doing Mercury, get a Mercury download, Yamaha downloads, and Suzuki as well. And if you can bring that and provide that. A lot of times during troubleshooting, I teach my students, I say part of troubleshooting is to gather information from the customer for previous maintenance and repairs that they have done. If they're a new customer to you, you have no idea what was done before. But if they do it at Key Marine, you do know because you guys keep all those files on your computers and stuff, right?
Yes, we do. And as a matter of fact, with a pre-buy inspection, it does include that. We're going to download it so you have, you know, a written record of where the motor is right now.
Yeah,
okay, that was a great question.
Another benefit to going to Key Marine, for sure.
So if you have a question, they're here. Our experts are here to answer your questions about boating, purchases, anything you want to know from Key Marine or from Stefan Schmidt with Georgetown Technical College, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and we stop at times and we clean up our shop too. We always clean up at the end of the day. Our shop is at school is clean and we always do that at the end of the day. But sometimes we'll stop on a Thursday and we'll stop early and do a major cleanup and fix things and stuff like just like you said. So if any of my students ever show up at your place and they're working out there and they tell you they didn't do that in school, they're telling you a fib because we do that all the time. So yeah, we always do that. Mm-hmm. And that's a good point. You're not there as a tech just to do, you know, the work. You're also there to help keep the business organized and straight,
of course,
and that
yeah.
kind of stuff as well. So let me ask you another question here. Can the students that go through the Marine Service Tech class at Georgetown, I'm trying to figure this question out. If they come aboard with your crew, what can they expect as they enter your facility? A brand new student out of my class, how does that work out there?
Okay, that is a great question. And so definitely they've already gone to some of the schools and got a lot of their prerequisites, just like was mentioned earlier with the two of his students doing the Yamaha inline class and all that. But we're going to continue to send them to school, at least one school a year, and working really hard at getting everybody certified, qualified, and all that. And then as far as, you know, the crew, meshing with the crew, for lack of a better term, is very important, how everybody, you know, communicates and all, because that's one of the things that, you know, I'd like to think sets us apart is, for instance, you know, just even as recent as a day ago, we have, you know, a major NEMA networking issue going on. And, of course, all the guys are comparing notes on what each other found. We gather around. Even Jeff, the latest mm-hmm. student that came in, is there paying attention to that. And so they can expect camaraderie and, you know, continuing education and stability. Like I had mentioned before, we keep our techs year round. We, you know, even if there's nothing for them to do as far as working on boats, we're doing stuff like facilities maintenance and whatnot. And so Mickey and his wife are experts at that, at providing the stability there. You know, paychecks always being there. So
that's important.
There's never ever been an issue with that. And I can't say that about other places I've worked.
Neither. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, everything is totally in order there. And so it's definitely a great avenue.
Okay, great. We got a text?
We do. Got a question from a listener. I have an Evinrude. I hope I can pronounce all this stuff right. This is all new language to me.
Okay.
An Evinrude E-Tech 150. I would like to get the water pump impeller replaced with Key Marine. Can Key Marine do that?
Okay, like I mentioned last week, when it came to Johnson and Evinrude, because of the fact that we are, you know, primarily an OEM dealership, and the fact that they are no longer around as far as in business, you know, getting OEM parts is kind of difficult. So we've been treating them on a one-by-one basis as far as, you know, we would have to use some aftermarket like Sierra parts on that.
Right.
And because we got the one technician that has a ton of Johnson experience under his belt, probably the water pump we would definitely take care of on an E-Tech.
Okay, great. Yeah. So hopefully that's a good answer for that question.
That's right.
So how could they contact you at Key Marine if they wanted to set up a time to do that?
They would just have to call us there and talk to Aaron or Dustin. And, yep, we could get it set up. And right now, I mean, we're really getting to them quick.
So you guys aren't that far behind. So right
now
you're
only a day or two at this point because of the fact we finally got the five techs and the whole thing is meshing and flowing perfectly.
Good. Good.
Okay, got another text. This is a little different. A shout out to Nick at Key Marine for his amazing work and being a military spouse.
Yeah, that's interesting that he's recognized like that because when Nick came to us, you know, he came from up north, and his wife, I believe, is in the Coast Guard.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he brings a whole lot to the table from, you know, not only where he worked before, different techniques that we hadn't used and whatnot, not only his techniques and all that, just his attention to detail. He is a very integral member to our technical team.
Okay. And the person that texted about the replacement part said, perfect, thank you.
Yep.
So you may be getting a call.
Yeah, give them a call, 850-492-0487 is the phone number out there. Or you can just stop by and talk to them. They're more than happy to talk to you there as well. So let me ask you, what other products is Key Marine a dealer for besides outboards and stern drives?
Okay, that's a great question, Stefan. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, you have to be a dealership for certain things out there to, you know, to have the people trained to work on that product. And, you know, to provide the great service that we do. Okay, so we're a dealer for Rodan trolling motors. Rodans are really popular on larger boats because they come in really long shaft lengths. Also, power pole. Power poles are very, very popular nowadays. We just sent one of our technicians to the school just about a month ago for that. So we can get a lot of stuff through power pole is warrantied. Some of the stuff has a lifetime warranty. So we can handle all that. Also, Optima steering and boat control with the joystick and the steering. It's all an advanced steering system that you see on a lot of times Sea Hunts and other boats. A lot of places won't even touch them because of the stuff that you have to have, the computer programs and all. And we definitely trained and efficient on that and proficient. And then JL Audio, we're a dealer for that. And then Magic Tilt Trailers. And then Interstate Batteries is a good one as well. Interstate Batteries, you know, they, as far as we've been through several battery companies over the years, and they are the absolute best. And as far as the warranty goes on them and all, there's never a question there. So those are the items that we are, you know, dealers for other than the, you know, the outboards and the stern drive stuff.
Right. And you just cover all the bases. That's pretty good to be able to do all that, you know. And the Interstate battery, a lot of times, Bill, when you and I both know, the problem starts at the battery. Mm-hmm. So a good quality battery is very important.
Yep.
Right?
Definitely
so that's very important.
And we have the confidence when we're using that kind of stuff. You know, just like using OEM parts exclusively as we can, you know, we have that confidence that the stuff is going to be right. And then the confidence spills over to the customer. Because really what we're wanting them to have is a trouble-free experience on the water.
So we got about a minute left. I want to touch a little bit on the fact that you guys leave the shop and do service calls as well because we want to cover that some.
Yes, we do. We work at the marinas there, the like Holiday Harbor Marina, Lost Key Marina, and we have a certain area around us that we will go to. And, you know, we do go to people's houses on Ono Island and stuff like that and over just into Lillian, Alabama, and everywhere around there, definitely.
And you have trailers in case somebody doesn't have a trailer? You ever do that too?
We do. We have a fleet of trailers that we specialize. A lot of people don't have their own trailers. And so we can meet them at the ramp, pick them up with our trailer, and provide that service that they need.
That's fantastic to know. Yeah, that's really important.
A small family-owned dealership that takes care of their customers. I'll tell you what, you gave us a lot of information today. I really appreciate you coming in and talking about all that. And I think our listeners now have a well-rounded idea of what Key Marine does.
Really
and
terrific.
What Bill does out there and all the great things that they do and just hiring our students out there and things like that. So we appreciate you being in here today and talking about all these things.
Thank you very much for having me.
And just in time for the boating season.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Get out there and boat. I'm going to try to put my boat in the water tomorrow and Sunday. So
great.
Hopefully we'll be boating this weekend as well.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here. Stefan Schmidt, Bill Kidwell. Thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring Boat Smart every week. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. But we'll be back in just a few minutes right after the news.
See y'all next Friday.
All righty. Thank you.